Regular segment we call the Entrepreneurial Insider, thanks to guests on behalf of GROW, Grand Rapids Opportunities for Women. What is this organization and what women benefit from their presentations? And, well, how do we get inspired to get out there and be an entrepreneur? Thanks to you on behalf of GROW, Shelley LeMahieu-Dunn, Volunteer Manager. Good morning to you, Shelley.
Good morning.
Without the E.
Correct.
You know, it takes all of us to make the world perfect. Julie Lankus, owner, Box Boom Creative and GROW Volunteer. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Key is volunteer. That's the topic that we want to zone in on as you are a volunteer manager. Shelley, first of all, GROW doing great things even when it's summertime?
Of course. Still have our full roster of classes going on in the summer. Lots of people, I think, get energized in the summer to think about those business ideas and pursuing those business ideas. And so we've got a full roster of classes and trainings that we're offering even through the summertime.
In general, GROW exists. Why?
To help women who want to start, grow, and sustain their businesses. And we do that through business counseling, through classes, through microlending primarily.
You take volunteers?
Absolutely. We've got a good one today, too.
That's why you're a volunteer manager. Well, step up to the plate, Julie, and again, a reintroduction, Box Boom Creative, boxboomcreative.com. Let's talk about your company.
It's a little ad agency. My background is in design and art direction, but I have a really strong belief that you can make really beautiful things and do great design, but if it doesn't go somewhere smart, it's not effective. So we're really passionate about being creative and strategic in placement and different ideas, from events to billboards and everything in between, to really get to the heart of what a business does and then bring it out to their target audience and grow their businesses.
If I may quote you, you work hard to be not only a creative director and graphic designer, but you dig in and you are at the task at hand for whatever is called for. Why this passion?
I really, you know, it comes down to, I meet people all the time that own businesses. And when you own a business, you're passionate about what you do. And you're putting it all on the line for this thing that you're really, really good at. And so it's sort of my passion and duty to, you know, grow their business and get them customers and let people know that they're here and they're local and they're working really hard to make a beautiful product. And so, you know, if that's whatever that is, to bring people to this company, that's what I do. So it's different every day, and I love having the variety. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes down to my clients and really growing their businesses with them, alongside them, together. So it's fun.
Sounds like a mantra of underneath GROW.
Correct.
This is where you want to be taken, right?
Exactly right.
Yes. Julie, let's talk about your volunteer involvement with GROW. What prompted you to get involved?
I had a friend that told me about it, and it's really interesting to me. I hear all the time from these businesses, everyone believes that they should do their own marketing a lot. It's sort of the thing that everyone DIYs.
Yes.
You know, they'll go out and get an accountant, they'll go out and get a lawyer, but then they do their own marketing. And it's something that, you're really great at baking bread, you're not really great at marketing. I should never bake bread, I'm great at marketing, so we should talk. So it sort of comes from the root of that, and I love volunteering for GROW. These people come and they're passionate, but they need help. And so it's really great to be that person that can help link things and give them good ideas and sort of set them off on the right foot so they can make a great first impression and grow from there. So
give me an example, and you may jump in here too, Shelley.
Sure.
You say you want to volunteer. Are you matched? Are you matched with a client?
I have a client that I'm matched with and helping sort of on a one-on-one basis. But then I teach the Marketing 101 classes too, which is really awesome. It's, you sign up through GROW, and it's a series. And we really, I sort of just break it down and build it back up. And I create, it's a 3-hour class, but I really create it as a workshop. So I want people walking out with things done and good ideas to implement and things like that. So I really enjoy, you know, it's great to help 15 people at the same time when I can. So I love that part of it too.
Shelley, I'm going to jump to you.
Sure.
Obviously, that's one of the volunteer opportunities that are available with GROW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got besides what Julie's doing, which is she does both a mentoring piece for us and then doing this, leading these marketing workshops for us. But we're also interested in people who are able to help people with their financials mm-hmm. for their businesses, or thinking about even accounting or legal help. And so anybody who has expertise in those areas who might be willing to share that. You know, our clients have needs that run from HR all the way to succession planning. So if we have volunteers, we have many volunteers who have expertise in different areas, and then we try to match them with our client needs. Mm-hmm. And then it just creates, right, it provides that connection with a client. And what we're hoping for is that the client leaves feeling more confident in whatever their next step is for their business. So whether it's marketing or accounting, that they have a good sense of what's next.
Confidence is important as you build to be an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Yep. Julie, how has your volunteer experience perhaps changed how you view your own work?
It's really pushed me to become more organized. When I'm presenting to a group of people, I have to really get my thoughts down on paper and make sure they make sense to a variety of different personalities and different people. So it's really helped me grow. It's been great practice public speaking. I'm learning that my jokes are really corny, but people still laugh, so that's really great too. But it's really pushed me in my own business, because not only am I helping this, but I am also an entrepreneur as well. And there are things that I need it really, you know, help with. It takes a village to really create a business, and so Grow sort of creates that village, and it's been helpful to me in other aspects of my business, but also volunteering and doing the things that I'm good at to help other people. It's been really great to sort of remix that. But yeah, personally, I've learned a lot as well about my own.
And again, it looks like you describe yourself as an idea factory with a strong eye for aesthetics. And you also mentioned that you work alongside with others. So just as you mentioned, you're not going to bake the bread.
Right.
Bring in the bread maker, but you'll help with the marketing side.
Right, right, definitely. And it's, you know, I'm not great at everything. And so I have a wonderful group of writers and other designers and people that do CGI and do development and all this that, you know, I can come up with this, you know, what would really work well for this business? This. And then I get to call some really great trusted partners in the community and work alongside them. And it's really fun to collaborate. And it's really great. And everyone's doing business and work they're passionate about. And everyone wins. And it's all for a greater good. So I love my partners in business.
And it looks like you have somewhat of a great theme. You want to fill in the blank. My goal is to do great work with
great people and for great people. And I tend to say that every day. So
yeah, good. Shelley, how does someone become the next Julie Lankus?
I don't know about that, but if people are interested in volunteering for Grow, what we try to do is to match. We want it to be a good experience both for the client and for the volunteer. And so we do our best to match the interests of the volunteer with the needs of the client. And so just to get started, we have a volunteer interest form on our website, which is growbusiness.org. And you can fill out that form, and then we'll set up a meeting, and we'll kind of talk about what's important to you as a prospective volunteer. What do you want to get out of the experience? What kinds of skills do you have to offer? And what sorts of things are you comfortable with? Some people are really comfortable speaking in front of a group. Some people prefer that one-on-one mentoring. And so we'll try to make sure that we find a volunteer experience that is that is of interest and that will use those client skills in the best way possible. And so that's where we start.
Yeah. So, Julie, someone wants to start their own business. Where does she or he start?
Forget about sleep. Get a lot of coffee. You know, I think it really starts with planning. And I think there's the financial side of it. There's the creative side of it. There's the actual business side of it. It's just a lot of work. But I think, you know, people that want to start businesses are naturally sort of scrappy and hard workers. And they're working for something they're passionate at. So for me, I just, you know, I got out there and found clients and worked hard and built from there and learned from my mistakes and had a lot of conversations to learn from other people's mistakes. And
I think that's part of what Grow does too is in these classes, right, as you try to connect with other people who are starting businesses too, and that you can learn so much from those conversations with other people. And I think that's part of the value of going to some of these classes mm-hmm. and getting involved with an organization like Grow. It's a great support system and a great network.
Great. So again, on several sides of the fence, one can either look to Grow to help with the starting, the advancing, and the sustaining of the business. But, again, like Julie, volunteer, give mm-hmm, back, mm-hmm. And more. What are your final words, Julie, on behalf of your business, which is Box Boom?
Yeah, boxboomcreative.com. We do all kinds of smart marketing solutions for small, medium, large businesses. And our portfolio's online. Check us out. And if you're interested in getting some help, I know there's a lot of businesses out there that could use a little push, grow their business, grow their customers. Give me a call.
Thanks so much. Take it home, Shelley LeMahieu Dunn, on behalf of Grow.
Well, we hope that you'll check out Grow's website for the classes that we have this summer. We have a lot of trainings. We've got a QuickBooks class coming up. We also have a Start Smart class happening in July, and that's for people who are just thinking about, they've got a business idea and they're just trying to figure out how to get started. Those are some great classes, and you can find information about all of them on our website, and that's growbusiness.org.
Thanks, ladies. Go get them. Take care.